Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week, this week, from 4pm, the rest of every week, actually. Anyway, more on that later. We begin the podcast, the show, call it what you will, with Everton. And a breakfast exclusive with Andros Townsend. He spoke about the appointment of Frankie Lampard and how he gave the club a sense of self-belief and helped them avoid relegation from the Premier League. Yeah, did really well, actually. Got them from 16th to, 16th. So, well done.
Everton 3, Crystal Palace 2. The Blues are safe and the fans are streaming onto the pitch. What a comeback!
I think first and foremost, instill belief into the squad, whether that be on the training pitch, always encouraging us to play. At times, probably when you're in the relegation battle, you don't want to play, but encouraging us, reminding us how good we are in the meeting rooms, giving us stats and showing us how much we're improving, showing us clips that we're doing well. And I think at that stage of the season, it's not really about what you do on the training pitch or tactics. It's about the mental side of it. And he was just trying to drum in, trying to get confidence into us and trying to remind us how good we are and how good we are as players and people. And I think in the end, we went on a great run, partly down to the fans of the home stadium and the fortress that they made Goodison Park. But I think as well, the confidence that we were given by the manager.
Comes out to Will Hughes, and that's number four. That is rubbing salt into the wound for Everton.
I think when Frank came in, he inherited a broken squad. Mentally, we were broken. For some reason, we just couldn't get out that losing mentality, that losing run. We just couldn't shake it. And I think now that we've survived, I think the manager, I would admit himself, is probably the best thing that could have happened to us because he's seen which players he can trust. He can see which players he can't. He can see which players mentally up for the battle. He knows what he needs going into the summer. Whereas normally when a new manager comes in, they get a bounce. We would have finished 10th and he wouldn't have really got to know the players. But I think he knows exactly what we need now going into summer. Hopefully we can use this experience of a relegation and first and foremost never be there again, but use it as a springboard to go on next season.
US Open champion Emma Raducanu is through to the second round of Wimbledon after beating after winning her first round match in straight sets. Before a ball had been hit, former British number one Johanna Konta said Raducanu had a wise head on her shoulders and won't crumble under pressure.
This is what the centre court crowd think of the queen of SW19, Emma Raducanu. Game, set, match, 6-4, 6-4 against Alison van Uytvanck of Belgium. And I think it was a pretty good test for the British number one.
I felt people behind me going, Emma, you got this. And I'm like, yeah, I got this. And yeah, so to come and play here, it's extremely special. And this club itself, it's just amazing to walk on these grounds and these courts. So yeah, I'm just so happy to stay another day.
In a nation where, one, you have a slam, there's obviously three other countries where they have their home slam as well. And it's just, it kind of is what it is. And you deal with it. But I think Emma's got an incredibly level head on her shoulders. Someone who seems very self-aware, very much knows the direction she wants to be going in. And I think she's just consumed with wanting to improve, wanting to get better and wanting to enjoy the journey that she's on. And I think that is her main focus, as it should be.
It is game, set and match to Andy Murray. 4-6, 6-3, 6-2, 6-4 as he punches the air with delight, knowing that he is through to the second round at Wimbledon. Ah, he took it into the night for us once again, but Andy Murray's got the job done.
Now, Gabriel Jesus, no one really knows, is poised to join Arsenal for Man City after agreeing personal terms on a five-year deal. Danny Murphy believes he'll be a great signing for the Gunners.
Low ball in from him. Jesus on the turn. What a turn. What a goal. 2-0.
I think it's a very good signing because I don't know what else they could do, who else they could get, unless they take a risk with somebody who they think they can polish and make better. Diamond in the rough, if you like, someone with potential. Because it's a very simple equation when you're doing recruitment. It's not fantasy world. It's not computer football where you go, I want him, so we'll get him. They can't get Lewandowski. He's not going to go to Arsenal. So Jesus's numbers, or considering he's not an out-and-out striker at City, yeah, I think Arsenal will play him there. He's 1 in 2.4. If Arsenal are going to get a striker who has got a 1 in 2 goal record or less, where are they getting him from? Who is it? And how much is it going to cost? Would he even go there? So I think they're probably getting the best in class that they can get. Is he going to be a centre-forward for them? We'll have to wait and see. Is he going to mix his position on the right, centre-forward? Is he going to... I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But if they play him down the middle regularly and he starts a lot of games, I think he could become a 1 in 2 for them.
Now, in the last episode of the podcast, we heard from England rugby player Luther Burrell, who spoke about receiving racist abuse from teammates in the past. The assistant editor at the Mirror, Darren Lewis, told the TalkSport Game Day podcast that it's very brave to speak out and urges people to keep challenging racism.
Silence is complicity. And I think very, very often, we are all in the, at least once, everybody is in the company of somebody who makes a joke that they don't pull the person up for, and they should, yeah, whether it's racist, whether it's sexist, whatever. And until we all start to police ourselves and we all start to say, no, what's the matter with you? You can't say that. Mm. That's when you're going to start to change things. We can say that the FA should do this, the RFU should do that, the cricket should do that. We have to start looking at ourselves. Did you pull the person up? You might have felt you wanted to, but you were too scared. But when you actually make that leap to say, I'm sorry, you can't say that. No, that's not funny. I'm not having that. Then you're going to start to change it. But at the moment, I see this in 22 years in sport. I see this many, many times. Someone says something racist. Everyone says, it's terrible. The FA should do this. So I've done it myself. But the truth is that we have to change our own culture. If we do that, then we got a chance.
Back now to Everton's Andy Townsend. Blimey, they've really let themselves go. I mean, he retired years ago. Andros Townsend, my mistake, claiming moaning Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has got his way again with the introduction of 5 substitutes in the Premier League. Yeah, he won't be moaning if he's one of the 5 named on the bench, will he? Well, he probably will, actually. You'll probably think he should start. Anyway.
5 subs. You on board with that? How do you guys feel about that, Andros?
I love how Jurgen Klopp has found a way to get his way again. He's been moaning for years. They've been pushing back and finally they've given in and given him his 5 subs, and he'll probably still use 2 or 3 in the biggest games. But hey, who are we to argue with him? I think the games against Crystal Palace or Brentford, the games where they can't break teams down, it's 0-0, they've got 11 behind the ball. Right, can we bring on 5 world-class internationals who are fresh, who can change a game? Can we bring them on to break down this stubborn defence? And I think that's where I think it becomes a bit unfair. But like I said, who are we to argue?
On now to the news that Wayne Rooney has left Derby County as manager. Former Palace Mona... Usually I'd correct myself and say owner, but no, I'm staying with Mona. Simon Jordan said Rue is a, and I quote, fool, and he may live to regret leaving Derby.
I think he's a bloody fool. You've got a club that's dropped into League One with 28,000 fans that are going to be galvanised up the yin-yang. You've got an owner that's coming in there who's bought the stadium too, so they're not mucking about. I think he's a fool. If he thinks his currency is going to get better somewhere else because it's more difficult in League One, it might need a little bit of manoeuvring and manipulating in that division. League One is not a division full of quality. So if Derby can actually get some players in the short term into the building and build upon it with 28,000 fans and the momentum behind that, you've got to be out of your mind. That's maybe the place to stay.
Gareth Bale has agreed to join Mullis side Los Angeles FC or LAFC. He's joined them on a 1-year deal. Cardiff City missed out on his signature, and their owner, Vincent Tan, outlined where he thinks the Mullis had the edge.
Unfortunately, I think LAFC offer was probably too attractive for him to turn down. But he actually, originally, he really wanted to come. And money wasn't the matter. But we still try to come up with what we think will be a good offer to him. But finally, it's very hard to compete with when there is a lot of big American advertisers. We think the commercial deal there was very good. And the commercial deal was very good for Gareth Bale. So we tried our best, but we failed.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
England captain Ben Stokes has been speaking to the media after he led his side to a 3-0 clean sweep against New Zealand. Oh, I didn't say who the goals were from. Anyway, Stokesy said after the win that he loves playing for new coach Brendan McCullum.
Sometimes when two people are so similar, it doesn't really work, but it's amazing to work with somebody who wants more than just results to go their way as well. He wants the mindset of everybody that he's in charge of to be positive, to always look to take the positive option, always be aggressive, and look to influence the game at every single opportunity they do. So I've thoroughly enjoyed working with him so far. I know that for a fact that everybody else in the dressing room has really enjoyed what he's brought to the test team so far, and I can't see it changing.
Now, staying with cricket, England's white ball captain, Ewan Morgan, is it? That's how you pronounce Owen, is it? Looks set to stand down as skipper. Mark Butcher told TalkSport Breakfast that England's abundance of batting talent, no one uses that word, may spell the end for Morgan's reign as captain in the ODIs.
He's kind of struggling to finish the series that he's playing in through injury, as well as the sort of poor form. And it's the fact that England have got so many players who are banging the door down to be part of the white ball side. You know, Phil Salt has been magnificent. Young guy who's just moved to Lancashire. You've got Liam Livingstone, who perhaps is on the fringes of an England team. And I just think that there is no white ball team that England put out that shouldn't have him in it right now. And of course, Josh Butler has been... Well, Morgan's a smart guy. He knows that he's coming towards the end.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back, of course, on Drive Time today at 4 p.m. alongside Darren Ambrose. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.